fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of September. We have patient waiting to greet my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than a quarter century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. He's been at the forefront of people who've been warning us for many years about the true nature of the international communist conspiracy. If you want to read up on it, he's got books at Amazon.com. Just put his name in the search engine there, J.R. Nyquist, in the Amazon search box. He also has a website, jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, you probably know that there's been Antifa people arrested and charged with arson concerning these fires in Washington State, Oregon, and California. Not much mainstream media news attention, that is, or?
No, I saw a list of 4 people they arrested, and, I mean, these people look like Al-Qaeda, they look like Antifa. All these names, terrorists are the same, right? They look like them. I mean, if you look at them, they're young. They have that crazed look, but the news media will say, oh no, they're not Antifa. They're not left wing. There's no political. I mean, well, if somebody gets caught with arson, are they going to admit their political orientation?
What about the political orientation, sir?
Are they going to admit it?
Oh, well, probably not. Of course not.
Yeah. No. I mean, I wish I could interrogate them myself, but, you know, they have rights. So, you know, they're not going to admit that they even did the arson. They're going to deny it. There was a guy arrested up in Oregon. He was seen by multiple witnesses lighting fires behind some homes. And you look at him, the picture is like, he looks just like one of these people, you know. But I had a a letter from a reader saying that five of the fires in Oregon were all lit on the same day along the I-5 corridor, you know, the main interstate going up and down Oregon that goes through California as well. So what does that tell you?
Well, we're at great risk here. These fires were set by people who were recruited, trained, and paid to do this. This was not something spontaneous on their part. It's part of their job. And I think it's just the beginning of what's going to be attacks against infrastructure nationwide. What do you think, sir?
I'm afraid that's true. You know, when you we've had dry seasons before. I've lived in California more than 50 years, and like a week ago, when the fires were really burning most intensively up and down the state here, of course now in Oregon they've got I think nearly 500,000 people had to be evacuated from their homes. You had whole towns that were burned out, but I've never seen anything like this. I mean, a week ago today, it was so dark from the smoke and the ash that you could not see the sun at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was still as black as night. I thought, wait a minute, I had to look at the clock. Wait a minute, it's daylight already. There's no light. It's the same as night. I've never seen that before. And up and down in the ashfall, 6 days of ashfall. We've never even had that here by the coast where we have the coastal breeze. I mean, the fallout was the orange sky. It's like the end of the world. It was like nothing I've ever seen in terms of the smoke. And then I called my friend 700 miles away down in Southern California. Same thing. And day after day, you know, orange sky, ashfall. You know, can't see the sun, or the sun is an orange orb. You know, it's the worst fires I've ever experienced that the West Coast has ever had.
Amazing. We got our annual report from tomorrow. It is Thursday in New Zealand, and it's 9:07 p.m. in Bangkok, Thailand right now. We got Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got 3 to 4 things for Jeff. The first thing I got for Jeff is I'm not sure if he would like to comment on. During the week, I met a Hong Kong person in New Zealand who's actually part of the Chinese diaspora. When I asked him about the Hong Kong democracy movement, his opinion was that when the Hong Kong democracy movement existed around the 1980s, he thinks that the Chinese Communist Party had a hand in creating it. And according to this person, at least two of the leaders of the Hong Kong democracy movement, Sit To Wah and Martin Lee, were actually Chinese Communist Party assets. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yes, well, when I studied Martin Lee's biography, you know, when he was a lawyer, his father was a Kuomintang general who basically broke with the Kuomintang to just live a quiet life in Hong Kong after the Kuomintang fled to Taiwan. And his father was a friend of Zhou Enlai, who was the famous, you know, right-hand man of Mao Zedong. And Zhou Enlai was constantly trying to track him down to get his father to be recruited, but he didn't want to be recruited. But the son, Martin Lee, became a lawyer in the 1960s, and he defended communists and people in communist labor groups from charges, and that was sort of his beginning. And when you hear that he's leading delegations to Beijing later on, which means I think in the late 70s, at least by the 80s, if he's founding a a party in Hong Kong, you can probably guess that he's going to be an agent of the Communist Chinese government within that democracy movement. So it's not surprising.
The second thing I got for Jeff is that when I was reading the Taipei Times, which is a Taiwanese newspaper based in Taiwan, they had an article, but I mean, they had an article from November last year mentioning that the Chinese Communist Party, the Ministry of State Security, and the Hong Kong Underground Communist Party were working together during the Hong Kong protest. During the Hong Kong protest in kidnapping people. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, you know, the reported kidnappings, we've heard about it. We've heard about the missing people. Look, if the democracy movement is a false opposition movement, if it's under control of the Ministry of State Security, then we shouldn't be surprised that they also assisted in turning over the people who were genuinely for democracy in Hong Kong. But that wasn't part of it. That's why it's so evil, this thing that the communists do, which is to create false opposition movements. You know, it's pretty evil.
The third thing I got for Jeff is that when I was watching the NASA live stream, today they finally admitted that a grand solar minimum is going to happen. And in that joint stream, they had the NOAA or the National, the National Atmospheric Association or something of the U.S. government. And they're saying that solar cycle 25 will be very weak, but around the 2030s, it will be similar to the modern minimum. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yeah, that means we're headed into much colder weather, mini ice age. So that's very alarming. And of course, I heard one scientist come out, one group of scientists come out and say, well, yes, it's going to happen, but there's so much warm air in the atmosphere because of the greenhouse gas accumulation that it's going to balance out. So they're making up different nonsense now to try to stem the tide. But the fact of the matter is that we've been through a warmer period because we had a strong sun with a stronger electromagnetic field, and now that electromagnetic field has weakened and it's going to remain weak for some time, and that is going to produce the kind of weather that is more wet in many areas, some places drought, but it's going to be colder throughout the earth. It's going to be 3 to 4 degrees colder in about 10 years. And the jet stream is going to be very erratic. You're going to get cold Arctic air coming down to lower latitudes. And that is going to be what we're going to be seeing. And it's going to affect crops. It's going to affect food growing. And I think it already has this year.
Okay. Anything else, Alec? Go ahead.
The fourth and final thing, I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on. The media has been reporting that in the South China Sea, the situation between China and I think the U.S. is getting close to war. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yes, I've heard from people that are close to the U.S. government that that there are people pushing for more aggressive action in the South China Sea, and of course, it's with what the Chinese are doing, which are being pretty aggressive, building artificial islands and claiming sovereignty, stretching out across it. You know, we're ripe for a confrontation there. And that confrontation could happen at any time now.
That's all I have, Chief and John, and I would like to thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Alex, as always.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Where do you want to go next, Jeff?
Well... Yeah, the one of the things I should point out is that it am I on? Can you hear me?
You're
okay?
On. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I like to point out is that in the books that I've studied is that although the weather gets cooler, is going to get cooler, the Western United States is shielded by the mountains from the from this fluctuating jet stream, and with the Pacific Ocean nearby, it tends to become warmer in the Western United States during Maunder minimum type conditions. So, you know, it's what we've got happening here in the West Coast with the drier conditions could persist. And, of course, what they have in China with the flooding, it could reverse itself where China gets a drought and we get flooding in the West Coast. So just to clarify that, you know, the weather doesn't only go in one direction everywhere. There are local, you know, smaller climates that are affected differently by these conditions.
Amazing. Well, we got a follow-up on something that happened earlier in the show here. And this does involve California, Jeff. Railroads are not taking any bookings from the West Coast right now. They're claiming they don't have capacity. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, I got a reader in Wyoming was saying that Wyoming is filled with campers and trailers from California. Californians are just swarming some of these, you know, of course you've got Yosemite out there. They're swarming the national parks. They've left California. You know, I have a friend in Silicon Valley. He lives in San Jose. He said his rent has gone down and that apartments are just, they're just leaving their apartments. They're just, and so of course this has never happened where the rents go down in a place like Silicon Valley. It's because so many people are leaving. They're just leaving their apartments. They're packing up. They're going. They've had it with the state. And, of course, there's no work. The governor wants to clamp down more for many of these people. We've got high unemployment. And, of course, all these restrictions, probably more restrictions are coming. The taxes are too high. We don't know what next to expect from these people. I mean, the governor claims that the fires are due to, you know, man-made global warming, you know, here on the West Coast. Yeah. Look, we've had dry conditions before. It's typically dry. You know, we have a dry season and a wet season here on the West Coast. And the wet season doesn't usually begin until October, November. And the whole West Coast doesn't burn down. I mean, the degree of the fires.
Before the white man came there, the indigenous peoples who didn't have electricity and smartphones, they did have knowledge to burn off that stuff so it wouldn't create these problems. And they did so on a regular basis. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of September. I'm happy to announce that we now have, once again, a high-quality water filter available, Ready Pure. I am a dealer for Ready Pure water filters, and we'll be talking with the proprietor tomorrow. We can't get Berkey's anymore. I was a Berkey dealer for many, many years. They're no longer available, and we don't know when they'll come back. But Ready Pure is a high-quality water filter that is ready for shipment. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, the proprietor of jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog, the author of a number of books regarding the international communist conspiracy. And the communists have become quite blatant and quite proud of who they are, openly talking about being communists, haven't they, Jeff?
Yeah, and with what we just heard from Alex about the democracy movement in Hong Kong being under control of the Chinese communists, the significance of that should not escape us, because in the wake of the fact that the Hong Kong democracy movement, the protests, the violence, think about the violence, the looting that we're undergoing here, they experienced that first in Hong Kong. Hong Kong went through this thing where protesters came in and they were throwing incendiary devices at police stations, that they were doing all of these kind of things we're seeing. Antifa was involved in the protests there in Hong Kong. And so it was almost like some kind of a test run. With the democracy movement under control of the Chinese Ministry of State Security and them using it to go around and round up people and, you know, either kidnap them to the mainland or murder them right then and there, what you have is you have a prequel to the COVID-19, which came later, and then the uprisings here, the insurgencies here in the United States. So there's a sequence, there's a pattern here, and I think that the Chinese have tipped their hand. There's going to be more things happening. There's going to be more cards turned up in this play that they're doing now, and this is really alarming, because, you know, hiding your enmity, hiding who you really are, is something they've done for decades, and now they're revealing that they are indeed communists by what they're doing.
Well, the fact that they're public about what they're doing tells me that the subterfuge is over. They had to remain private about who they were for decades, not revealing their true nature of who they were. But the fact they've gone public tells me that they believe they're in their end game and they're going to win, doesn't it, Jeff?
I'm afraid it does. And Michael Pillsbury, who wrote The 100-Year Marathon, he says something similar in there. It was written before all this, but he says that it is part of their tradition, Chinese tradition, not to reveal to their enemy who they really are. And clearly, we're seeing these are Marxist-Leninists. They're allied with the Marxists here in the U.S., and there's some kind of coordination going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my friend Dave Hodges refers to what's coming as a quote-unquote Tet Offensive, referring to the offensive in Vietnam in end of January 1968 with the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army. That's a good analogy, where they hit all the major cities at the same time. And I believe what's coming is many of the major cities being hit all at the same time, in a fashion similar to what we saw in Portland and Kenosha and other places, right, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah, and on the 17th, which is tomorrow, we're going to see whether or not this siege in Washington that the that has been called for by this organization up in Canada, I'm forgetting the name of it. It's a media foundation. It's the Adbusters Media Foundation. They are a left-wing organization that's called on for hundreds of thousands of people to show up in Washington, and begin a siege of the White House. And of course, you know, the left has been, the people on the left here in Black Lives Matter have called for, you know, taking the president out of the White House, you know, not waiting for the election to settle scores. There was this John Sullivan who gave this speech in Washington here some days ago. Why are these people being arrested? I don't know. Maybe he has been. I haven't heard that he has been. But it's sedition to basically call for a violent revolution to take out a president. That's a felony. You can do 20 years for that.
Exactly.
Don't see why the laws in this country are not being enforced.
Well, hopefully there's some things going on in the background to enforce that we're not aware of. That's my hope. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 16th of September. We have some new items at my website, the rocket stove heater, a great way to heat your home with little scraps of wood, even pine. It burns so hot, the pine won't leave a residue in the chimney. That's how hot it burns. The ReadyPure water filters. I'm so glad we once again have water filters offered for our listeners. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. You want to sleep as good as a small child overnight like I do, the energy cleaner will help you do that also. Only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, for me to you personally. All the details at my website. We can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. And here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at amazon.com. Great books, great articles at his website. It'll be an education. You check that out. Jeff, we got a call on hold here. We got Stuart in Maine. Good morning, Stuart.
Yeah, how you doing? You hear me okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm the signal's weak out here. Yeah, what I wanted to mention is that you'll have to forgive me, but you know, it's kind of tiresome to hear your guest, Mr. Nyquist, put out the neocon line constantly, and then we see it again today when he's trying to put all the blame on China for the communist insurrection in this country, when we know it's George Soros and the rest of the internationalists like the Ford Foundation and others. You know,
well, the foundations work with the communists, but go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, of course they do, but it's not directly China. You know, it's just like you know, the Russian-Chinese threat. You see Russia having war games on our borders, okay? You see China sailing constantly off of California? No, it's an attempt to subjugate these two countries who threaten the international, the globalists. It's not that I support Russia and China, but let's put the focus on who the real blame is, the Western oligarchy, okay? This is the problem, not China. The enemy is in Washington. It's not in Beijing or Moscow, okay? Moscow is not staging troops on our borders like we are. So your thoughts.
Okay, well, we'll get a response. Thank you for your call, Stuart. Stuart is not alone in his beliefs. I'm going to give a preliminary response, Jeff, before you give the more detailed one. The Russians do have, and the Chinese both have a large presence in China and in Cuba and in Venezuela, a large presence in Mexico and Canada, although it's very covert, but we were aware of it. They have submarines off both coasts and, of course, trawlers, which are actually intelligence-gathering ships off both coasts and in the Gulf of Mexico. And, of course, they've been challenging our Air Force at our borders also with their high-performance jet fighters. Now, your response, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm not a neoconservative, and I wasn't in favor of invading Iraq. You know, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't work for anybody but myself, so I'm not representing any view. George Soros, I believe, is an agent of the Russian KGB, that he has been for a long time. Russian sources of mine said that he has laundered Communist Party and KGB funds. The Russians are engaged in a military buildup in the Arctic. Their airplanes, their warplanes have been testing our defenses in Alaska. The Chinese have been infiltrating Mexico and Canada, as well as this country. The Cold War did not end. It has nothing to do with my ideology or anything. It's just a fact. It hasn't ended. They have missiles pointed at us. They've rebuilt their militaries. We have not. We have neglected ours. We got involved in these wars in Iraq and whatnot, and our military took a different direction. We took our eye off the ball. And I don't want war with these countries. These countries, though, are preparing for a world revolution. Communism is a global movement, and it exists in every country. And the U.S. is their main enemy. It's the target. And you better wake up, because they're coming for us.
Right. Well, when he says we have enemies in Washington, D.C., we do. And they're agents of the international communist conspiracy, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. And they've infiltrated international finance. You know, a lot of people think that bankers are the big evil in the world. That's what the communists say. So, now, you know, be careful your rhetoric doesn't follow that of the communists.
Right, right. The driver, the communist driver, that was Pelosi's driver, wasn't it? I always confuse her and Feinstein. Was it Pelosi's driver?
It was Feinstein's driver.
Feinstein, okay. It was Feinstein.
Chinese communist agent, yeah.
That's... You know, I've done that kind of work. I've done executive protection work. And you spend a lot of time with the person you're protecting, a lot of time. It's a very personal relationship that the executive has with the driver. And this man, this Chinese spy, was in that position for 20-plus years. That's just the one we know about, right, Jeff?
Yeah, of course. And the Chinese espionage, I mean, they've been catching students coming on U.S. military bases, taking pictures. This was last year. I mean, it's become their spying and their activity has become quite aggressive, not to mention the attempts to penetrate our government institutions. And, you know, the thing is that the communism teaches that the capitalism is the enemy. Now, how is it our right-wing people end up believing the same thing? The Russians and the Chinese are influencing our conservatives, trying to get them to place the emphasis on attacking capitalism too, so they can have convergence and converge the right and the left together. This is an old theme. You can see this going back to the 1930s even. The idea of making one common enemy for all mankind, and it's a guy who works in a bank or owns a bank. You know, so this is right, just one right. of their tactics.
I got a follow up. The article about the railroads not accepting freight in California, it'll be on my website under U.S. protest before the day's over. But apparently, the man in charge of some of this, he says they're having trouble getting men to staff these railroads, staffing problems. Which he's not saying COVID-19, but. That would be what I would suspect. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, probably. You know, it could be, too, that there are more people asking for rail travel because they're afraid of airplanes. I don't know.
Well, Amtrak is very pleasant. I've rode Amtrak a couple of times in the past year, and it's very pleasant. They have great coffee. You can actually get up and walk around and have seats that are meant for full-size adults rather than 12-year-olds like you have on airplanes.
Yeah, and they cram them in airplanes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, when I went to Prague, Czech Republic, to get the Prague Peace Prize, it was a miserable trip. when I was 12, the seats would have been quite comfortable, but now as a full-grown man. But, the cars were not up to date. I mean, they were not the fresh and new, but they were okay. You know, there's some maintenance issues but it was okay. It was okay. Amtrak was okay, and I do plan on taking some more Amtrak trips. So we're getting reports of people fleeing California. Are you seeing that in your neighborhood at all?
This is a coastal California rural area. I think most of the fleeing is happening from the larger cities. And, of course, you've got in San Francisco, it stinks because they've got blocks and blocks of homeless tents. And I had a friend who was working in San Francisco was telling me last week that it smells like urine and feces in San Francisco. He couldn't stand it anymore. So he's leaving. That's just one example. I mean, I think half the people on welfare in the United States are in California. And, of course, even here in rural California, we have 7 times the normal homeless population. It's because of the warm weather.
Right.
And there's really some bad things about it. The shoplifting in the stores, the breaking into houses, the crime. And they're not enforcing shoplifting anymore in a lot of places in California.
Well, once the criminals find that out, they just become more brazen, don't they?
And it destroys retail. It destroys people's livelihoods. You know, who wants to live in a state like this, you know?
In that business, shoplifting is called shrinkage in the business, in the retail business. And they build in a certain percentage of shrinkage into their business model. But once it exceeds a certain point, then they just simply close shop and they leave because they can't make money anymore. And that's eventually going to happen also, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's happened in some areas. You know, the economy in California, look, the state's spending because they've got so many illegal aliens and homeless and people on welfare here, the state is going bankrupt. I mean, there's no way they can't even... I feel sorry for the state employees who have pensions coming.
Right.
Because... they're going to lose their pensions. I don't see how they'll ever be paid out.
There'll be a pension, but it'll be dramatically reduced is what will happen. Well, it's a sad thing, and I would say the majority of people leaving are the educated, productive people that easily have other opportunities in other parts of the country. So it's easy for them to pack up and leave because they have skill sets that are portable, which makes them easily portable themselves, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I'm leaving. You know, I sold my house last week.
Well, there's homes for sale in my neighborhood. We'd love to have you here, Jeff. We all own guns, and we love liberty, and we love freedom, and we have high-speed internet. So things are pretty good.
I definitely want to go to a place like that.
Relatively mild, short winters. There's a few single women in the neighborhood, by the way, just in case you're interested. And, and churches of most of the normal denominations, you know, every kind of Baptist church known to mankind, Presbyterians, Catholic, and so forth. Great hillbilly music, if you like hillbilly music.
All right. I've got a place a little bit further north in mind, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I got...
Well, you're not used to harsh winters, but...
I was born in the north, so I grew up with it, so kind of know what it's like. But yeah, I haven't had it. I haven't been in one in a long time. It's true.
Well, yeah. Before you make a final decision, you may want to live through one winter in your chosen location before you make a final decision. It may change your mind. Winter's on the way, in case you don't know it. Winter is on the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Low here this morning.
Maybe early this year. Yeah.
It may be. It may be. Okay. Well, anyway, Jeff, this communist insurgency, and more and more I'm seeing even on Fox News references to this being a communist insurgency. So they're finally naming it what it really is, aren't they?
Yeah, they need to use the word communist because that's what it is. And what people don't understand is communism is a movement in which the communists are even a minority within their own movement, but they're directing everybody. They've got all these people believing in their version of equality and anti-racism and global warming and, you know, all the other themes, feminism, everything else they like to talk about, but it's communism. People have to get that through their heads. Don't be fooled by this, you know.
Yeah, and mainly people sucked into it, they're disappointed once the communists actually take over, and they find out that homosexuality is not tolerated. All these things that they used to destroy our country will no longer be tolerated under communism, willing.
Well, not when the Chinese arrive, no.
No, not at all. And racial minorities are not treated very fairly or with... respect either, are they?
No, they're not. I mean, you go to Tibet or you go to the Uyghurs in Western China, and they are just stomped on by the Han Chinese. So, no, it's not the world. It's not the world that they are advertising that they're going to have.
No. But they have. We have got the speech from the Chinese general saying that they want a United States with no Americans. That's the bottom line. That is what they want. They want America with no Americans. They want to colonize this place with their people and basically murder the rest of us, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. And if you have a chance to read the secret speech of Chihao Chen, I've got it on my website at jrnyquist.blog. You go back. It's like the second article I put up. There was a translation of that speech. You definitely need to read it.
Well, I encourage people to do so. It will be an education. They really need to read that speech at jrnyquist.blog. I'm so grateful we got our hands on it. That was not meant for public dissemination, was it?
No, it was not.
It was the top Chinese general to all his top people, meant for internal consumption only. And that's the real deal. That's the real deal. Not the neocons. Not anything else. The real deal is what the communists want, and they're putting all the pieces in place. All the logistics are being put in place for them to have a successful World War III, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, because they believe they're living in the Warring States period from ancient China, and they're following all the strategies from that period, all the deception and all of the maneuvering to get advantage and to strike at us. And they believe in surprise, and they believe in coming on with irresistible force.
That's right, and that's what they're going to do. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box. And get up to speed. We're in the end game here. The communists have been working on this for decades, at least 80 years, maybe even going back into a century. But beginning in the 1920s, they began their insurgency, really ramped it up in the 30s. They went covert after that, especially in the 50s. But now they're out in the open and very proud of who they are and what they're doing, aren't they, Jeff?
Yeah, it shows us the sign of the times that we're in. It's shocking to hear their slogans, to hear them calling for revolution openly.
It is. It is shocking. But that's what's going on. We need to make sure our people are up to speed so they know the true nature of what we're up against, that this is real. It's a real, a clear and present danger. We have communists and communist sympathizers in very important offices, governorships, mayoral offices, prosecuting attorneys all over the country, don't we, Jeff?
Yeah, and like in Portland, they're kicking them loose. They're not prosecuting them.
That's right.
And I don't know if you saw the video of the four police officers. They were coming to take up new jobs at the Portland police, and they were looking around the town, and they got caught up, and it was after dark, by this Antifa mob, and they shone these bright lights at them. They tapped them with baseball bats and threw bricks at them, and they chased them 11 blocks, calling them Nazis.
I saw that, and I'd love to interview one of those guys. It's not clear to me how they were identified as being on the conservative side, but that somehow they were identified. And these were combat veterans, and they were really at a disadvantage. The tactics used by the communists were made it difficult to defend themselves without hurting innocent people, and that's why they didn't defend themselves. They were all armed, by the way.
Yeah, but they were. Yeah, it is terrifying to watch what they did to those men, and it's why there was no. I mean, if I was an official in Portland and I saw that video, I would. You know, that would be it. You know, how could you allow this? How many days have they been on the streets of the city? 60, 70? Is it 80? What are we at now? You know, and this is allowed to go on?
There's no law and order? We're past 100 days in Portland. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get the medic supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, that ever get guns. Plead to a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.